from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Live at Studio B, Bowser Chevrolet in Monroeville, Doran out the rest of the week. And no Doug Whaley, who usually joins us from 9 o'clock until 10 on Wednesdays. Doug says he's out on vacation, but both guys not wanting to be here, I think it might be my coffee breath, my general hygiene, something like that. But it's just me taking you up until 10 o'clock. We got Harry Callis behind the glass in our Green Tree Studios. Doug, generally, usually, typically, sponsored by Tri-State Office Furniture, the best in the business. I happen to think Bill Barnwell of ESPN is one of the best in the business. Bill is really analytical. I heard Mulsey talking about this very thing yesterday. Every year, Barnwell is going to write on ESPN the 5 teams that are most likely to regress and the 5 teams that are most likely to surprise. In each of the last few seasons, the Pittsburgh Steelers have been one of those teams that's most likely to regress. And this year, number one team most likely to take a step back is your 2024 Pittsburgh Steelers. He's got the data. He got the numbers. That's the way that Bill Barnwell always views things. And I think sometimes you get caught up in that and not bring in the human element. And I think that can be a problem for Bill, but he's always got sound reasoning. And so here's what I want to do. I'm going to give you Barnwell's argument on why the Steelers are going to take a step back this year. And I'm going to give you the counter argument. And then I want you to call me up at 412-928-9370 on that fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing an HVAC service for over 50 years. I want you to tell me who's got a better case, Bill Barnwell and the data, or me, the crowd man, trying to rebuff this. 412-928-9370. So Barnwell starts the premise, Steelers 9-2 last year in one score games. We know that. We watch the team. When they win ugly. When they lose ugly. But more often than not, when that thing's within 7 points, they find a way to win. And last season, it was 9-2. Now, typically, teams that start or teams that have a good record in one-score games, they're going to take a step back the following season because there's an element or a lot of luck involved there. So you're good 1 year, one-score games. You miss a field goal. Penalty call goes your wrong way. It's a goofy-looking ball. It's not circular. Thing bounces all over the place. You're not going to get, at least math tells you, that kind of bounce, those kind of bounces, that kind of luck the following year. In fact, Barnwell writes, 27 teams since 1989 that have gone 6 games or more over 500 in one-score games, the next year those teams have a winning percentage of 516 in close games. So if you're real good, you can still be good in one-score games the following year, but you're not going to be quite as good. So that's the first reason why Barnwell thinks the Steelers are going to take a step back. My counter-argument to that would be, I think your defense is better than last year. They finished 6th in the league in points against, and at the end of the season, you're playing with like Trenton Thompson. You're playing with one safety in Minkah Fitzpatrick, who really belonged on an NFL field. Your inside linebackers were ravaged by injury. Joey Porter Jr. was a rookie. Now he's in year two, and I'm expecting big things out of him. I think you've got a great safety tandem now. You bring in Deshaun Elliott. I think your inside linebacker core could be among the best in football. Orlando Roberts was outstanding for them last year, and now you stick Patrick Queen next to him. And your depth is a guy that has been compared to, on our very airwaves by a draft expert right after he was picked, Peyton Wilson, to Roquan Smith. I think the Steelers' defense is light years better, in fact, than last year. I think Minka is free to make his plays. He wasn't forcing turnovers last season. I think it's because he had to make up for their lack of safety play. Now with Deshaun Elliott, I think he can go roam the middle of the field. I think he can take the ball away. I think the defense is better. I think even though we've seen this offense play like dog vomit through two preseason games, it's hard for anybody to convince me that this offense is worse than last year. Now, Kenny Pickett didn't turn the football over. Well, neither does Russ Wilson. Russ does something that Kenny doesn't do. That's throw touchdown passes. Russell Wilson threw more touchdown passes last season in what was considered to be a down year by the national media than the Steelers have since Ben retired. So the offense is better. The defense is better, I think, by leaps and bounds. I think the Steelers are going to play fewer one-score games this year. Okay, you're 9-2 in one-score games. I think the Steelers won't play as many. So I don't think you're going to need a bounce. I don't think you're going to need a referee call. I think you're going to play less than half of the one-score games that you played last year. Now, Barnwell writes, and here's his second argument, that the Steelers had the third toughest schedule in the league by FPI. That's ESPN's predictive index. Okay, yeah, it is tough. We've talked that one up, huh? Second half of the schedule, you play all your division teams, you throw Philly in there, and you throw Kansas City in there. Yeah, that's tough. And last year, you missed Joe Burrow. Last year, you had the Ravens drop a bunch of passes the first time you played them, but then they don't have Lamar Jackson in the second game. The Steelers were the beneficiaries of a ton of injury luck at the most important position in football last season. That is inarguable. If they have to play Joe Burrow, if they have to play maybe even Anthony Richardson, well, no, they lost that game. Anyhow, listen, they got a lot of good injury luck. But coming into the year, weren't we saying a lot of the same things? Oh my God, this Steelers schedule, it's so difficult to navigate. What are they going to do? You're going to get some injury luck this year too, folks. You just are. That's the way it goes. I think you can make an educated assumption that you're going to miss Joe Burrow or Lamar Jackson at least one time. Joe Burrow off injured, Lamar Jackson off injured. I bet you miss one of those guys. Now, Patrick Mahomes has been durable, but he's always nicked up. Who knows if they're even playing for anything on Christmas? Philadelphia Eagles, maybe they've got that division locked up, all the turmoil going on in Dallas. Point being, I can't look at the schedule and say, well, last year they got lucky and this year they won't. Nobody knows. So I'll worry about the first half of the schedule, and you get to the second half of the schedule whenever it is that you get there, which I guess you know because you just look at a calendar. As for the one-score games thing, the Steelers, the last 3 years, have gone 29-10-1 in one-score games. So Barnwell thinks that the other shoe's going to drop there, that last year you're 9-2, this year you're going to be something less than that. The trend is that Mike Tomlin's team just finds a way to win one-score games. In fact, first 13 years with Mike Tomlin as a head coach, 61-40-1. In one-score games. So Mike Tomlin has historically bucked that trend. Pete Carroll would do that. Bill Belichick would do that. There are some coaches that find a way to win one-score games. Historically, Mike Tomlin has done that, and in the last 3 years, he's been historical at doing that. Here's another argument from Bill Barnwell on why the Steelers are going to take a step back this year. Teams failed to score a touchdown or a field on 22% of the red zone trips that they had against the Steelers last year. Now, Barnwell attributes that to luck. I attribute that to the way that they practice, to the way that they rep it, to as much time as they spend on defending in the red zone. What am I talking about? I'm talking about seven shots. They open up every single practice with seven shots. They did it even in the joint practice against the Buffalo Bills. When you're paying more money on your defense than any team in football, I don't look at that as luck. I look at that as the expectation. And I already told you, I like this year's defense better than last year's defense. So maybe it's not quite 22% of the time, but I do think it's going to be right up there among the league leaders again, because I think they're going to force turnovers, which is how you wind up not kicking field goals if you're the opposition in the red zone. It's how you wind up with 0 points. And then I think the Steelers are going to be among the league leaders in sacks. That's how you get teams out of field goal range. That can't be luck. When you pay that much for the defense, and you've got, in my opinion, the best defensive player in the world in TJ Watt, one of the best players in Minkah Fitzpatrick, a potential lockdown stud in Joey Porter Jr., another great pass rusher in Alex Highsmith, Cam Hayward, who, when healthy, is still one of the best interior pass rushers in the game. It can't be, oh, they're just lucky. No. You hear Colin Cowherd say, if you pay for offense, the offense scores. Well, when you pay for defense, you're supposed to keep the other team from scoring. That isn't luck. That's getting what you paid for. So I don't expect massive regression there. Mike Tomlin is just good at winning close games. There's a lot to knock him for. That's not one of them. Great defense. You're going to have better quarterback play this year. You're going to have a better defense this year. And this matters too. One score games, they got a good kicker. And they got a good punter, finally, fingers crossed. When the Steelers won 13 games in 2007, Boswell banged five at the buzzer. That's the difference between a number two seed in the AFC and missing the playoffs outright, if you miss them all. Being a wild card team, if you only miss a couple of them, Boswell's money in those situations. So all those things help the Steelers win close games. Now, do I really believe all this or not? I want you to weigh in at 412-928-9370. You've heard Barnwell's argument, and I've tried to present it fairly from his standpoint. You've heard my counter arguments. Who's got a better case? Me saying the Steelers are not going to regress this year, or Barnwell says, yeah, finally, the Steelers are taking a step back. 412-928-9370. Give us a ring. You can also tweet me, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And you can text in, brought to you by Edgar Steiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. I want to hear from you. I want to argue with you. I want to have fun with you. Coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Bill Barnwell of ESPN thinks the Steelers are going to take a significant step back this year. And he lays it all out with a ton of data, ton of stats. And I made the counter argument in the last segment. Who do you buy more, Barnwell or me, Adam Crowley? 412-928-9370. The biggest premise from him, from Barnwell, is that the Steelers were 9-2. One-score games last year. You can't possibly be good in one-score games again. That's not the way it works. There's an element of luck there. Well, Mike Tomlin has coached the Steelers in 142 one-score games. And believe me, I've criticized Tomlin. Mediocrity of late. He hasn't done a good enough job. But in one-score games, he's elite. One of the best of all time. In those 142 games, one-score games, the Steelers have won 63% of those. Doesn't take a genius to figure out. More often than not, it's a 50-50 proposition. 63%. And you're going to say, well, with Ben, Hall of Fame quarterback, you're going to have the QB advantage. Well, how about the last 3 years? How many times do you think the Steelers quarterback outperformed the other team's quarterback? You could probably count it on one hand. You could probably do it with three fingers. And yet, Tomlin Steelers go 29-10-1 in one-score games, in large part because of what they've done in the turnover differential. So Barnwell wrote, the Steelers 28-7 when winning the turnover battle the last three seasons, 0-15-1 when they lost it. Well, you're going to force a bunch of turnovers again this year because I think the defense is good. That's what they've paid it to be. And say what you will about the defense last year, still sixth in the league in points allowed, and they forced turnovers. And they get sacks. So I think they're going to continue that. And I think Russ Wilson is going to be your starting quarterback. He doesn't turn the ball over very much. So maybe the Steelers will regress. I don't think they're going to do so as dramatically as Barnwell. Who makes the better argument? Billy or Crowley? 412-928-9370. Going to hit the phones in a second, but first I want to remind you it is 9:24. Time to stop blindly paying those increasing auto and home insurance premiums. Contact the Buell Insurance Agency in Gibsonia and see what they can do for you. Let's hit the phones now, though. Matt Zegg next up. Hey, Matt, our number one fan. What's going on, buddy?
What's going on, Crowley? You hear me okay? I'm calling from the beach.
Congratulations to you. You getting a tan?
Oh, I'm burnt, man. I'm fried.
I know you sent me a message the other day. You find the bar, right? Like, that's the first thing you do. Like, you don't even check into your place. You don't even pick out a spot on the beach, put up the umbrella, get a towel down. No, you're finding that bar.
We're finding that bar. That's right. We're down bringing the ruckus, man. You know,
and they got a good one in Myrtle Beach, too, a Steelers bar called Oscars, I believe you were at.
Oscars is great. Every TV packed with Steeler fans, packed Steeler game. It was great. Game wasn't that good, but it was great.
It was terrible. And that kind of steps on my argument a little bit, although it is preseason. I know you love me, so maybe you're biased here, but who do you think makes the more compelling argument, one Bill Barnwell or me?
No, I'm with you all the way. I mean, this team is built to win one-score games. the defense has improved at key positions. They're going to be fast. They're going to be fast to the ball. And my MVP of that horrible game on Saturday, though, was Cameron Johnson. We got to remember
that. All right,
buddy. We're going to find a way to control field position, and that is going to help in winning one-score games, which we're already better at. So I got them at 11 wins. I mean, they're going to control the field position. They finally have a punter. I mean, what, Presley Harvin a third last year? That guy couldn't kick the ball into the ocean that I'm looking at right now. So they're going to be good. Cameron Johnson, that's my name
to remember. I can't get to 11 wins, but I can get to 9.
Yeah.
Mike Tomlin rolls out of bed, and he gets 9 wins. And thank you for the call. Yeah. Enjoy your vacation, buddy.
Appreciate you, buddy.
You the man. Matt Zagarelli, number one fan of the Fan Morning Show. I don't think they're going to be better from a record standpoint than they were last year. I think that's a tough bill to sell. I say I don't love schedule talk, but with who they got to play, when they got to play them, it's tough. But are they going to fall off and be a 7-win team? That's pretty much what Barnwell is asserting. No, I can't. I can't get there. The proof's in the pudding for Mike Tomlin. And what he's achieved of late is not what anybody wants him to achieve. That's not what I'm saying. But the floor is 9 wins. The problem is the floor and the ceiling are smushed right up against each other like it's a tiny house. You ever watch one of those shows? Tiny houses. Ceiling and the floor, very close. And that's not good enough. But at bare minimum, Mike Tomlin's going to get this team to 9 wins. That's what he always does. And so I think it's going to happen again. 412-928-9370. Are you buying what I'm selling, or are you buying Bill Barnwell? John in Lawrenceville next up on the show. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Outstanding. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good. Just driving around for work right now. But I wanted to agree with the guy who just called in before me. I went to the game, and the punter, it just does make a difference.
I know, man. Maybe it's a bad sign, John, that we're talking punter so much, but they haven't had a good one in years.
Oh, I know. It was so relieving to see him just boot one off his foot. But I don't know if I can say if we're going to regress or improve. My biggest key is just decision-making by Tomlin. Even though, you know, he's great one-score games, just knowing how, like, you know, challenges can really affect a game, and his challenge record over the past, I don't even know. It's just not good.
It's not good. No, it's bad.
Yeah.
Actually,
yeah.
John, I'm happy you brought this up because it's something I've wrestled with, too. 63% of winning one-score games when you've played 142 of them, or I should say coached 142 of them, that's not a small sample size. So what that tells you is Mike Tomlin is comfortable swimming in those waters, but anecdotally, we seem to knock him all the time for making silly decisions that would probably push it the other way in one-score games. I have a tough time juxtaposing those things.
No, I agree. I just know that with that sample size, a lot of it is with Ben. So, you know, kind of put an asterisk on that. And then, I don't know, it's just like, you know, just seeing like, you know, the fourth and twos and they're going to run a read option or something, just like developing plays. Just like small things where in time it could like really change the momentum where, you know, we do have a hard schedule. We do like to play hard teams well. But with it being like back to back to back, it's not like we have like a break in between where we're playing like a 500 team or something. So that's where I'm like, I think we could almost do exactly what we did last year. And I don't know if we can say if we're going to improve or regress, but that's my input.
Thank you, John. Appreciate the call, man. You have a great day driving around out there. So anecdotally, I mean, I do buy what he's selling there at the end, that the Steelers do seemingly play well against good teams. And they lose games like they did last year to the Patriots, to the Colts, to the Browns with their 15th string quarterback. You don't got a lot of that going on this year. And here's one thing to keep in mind with injuries. It's one of the reasons why I hate the way the schedule is set up. So you're going to play the Ravens, then the Browns, the Bengals, then the Browns again, and then the Ravens. Then you get the Chiefs, then the Bengals. So now I've read you the second half of the schedule. If Lamar Jackson gets hurt at that time, you're probably missing him twice. If Deshaun Watson gets hurt, you play them twice in 3 games, you're probably going to miss him twice. Now, the same is true the other way. Watt gets hurt, something like that. That's why I hate the schedule. I hate that. Like, you want to space out the division games so injury can play as little of an effect as possible. When you play these division games all tight in one neat, nice little window, someone gets hurt, 3-4 week injury, bang, division decided right there. So we've given you all the stats. You had Barnwell's argument. You had my argument. You had your chance to weigh in. Another thing that kind of hit me when I was going over Barnwell's stats, there's no quarterback controversy. I know exactly who's starting at quarterback on September 8th. And anybody who thinks otherwise is probably smoking crack. I'll tell you why next. And then there's a guy who's definitely smoking drugs on ESPN who just proposed the dumbest trade, or it would be, in my opinion, in Pittsburgh Steelers history. Who said it? What did they say? We'll let you know on that one coming up next. And we want you to be back after the break. Don't be a statistic. Get your heart checked by the experts at UPMC. Stop me if you've heard this before. We got really stupid comments from former NFL general manager Mike Tannenbaum about the Steelers. He does not like the Steelers. And I hate when fans say stuff like that. You watch a game and the commentators are talking about what they see. Oh, God, Tony Romo hates the Steelers. No, your team's losing, and he's saying that the team is losing, and he's saying things are bad. He doesn't hate your team. I think Tannenbaum's got it out for the Steelers because year after year after year, he says dumb stuff. And we'll let you hear the latest dumb thing Mike Tannenbaum said in a couple of minutes here. But we went back and forth, me and Bill Barnwell, even though Barnwell's not here, about whether the Steelers will regress in 2024. But as I read Bill Barnwell's piece in ESPN yesterday, that was very good, one stat jumped out at me. The Steelers, the last 3 years, 28-7 when they win the turnover battle. 0-15-1 when they lost it. Found a way to win 14 out of the 24 games that Kenny Pickett played, and they've only thrown 25 touchdown passes combined the last 2 years. Guys, Russ Wilson's going to be the starting quarterback. Everyone and their mother on ESPN and nationally could say, it should be Justin Fields. Got to be Justin Fields. It should be Justin Fields. It's not going to be Justin Fields. Dan Orlovsky comes out and says that. Lewis Riddick comes out and says, it should be Justin Fields. You've got Mina Kimes yesterday chiming in. It should be Justin Fields. Name an insider. Name an analyst. If they're a national personality, they're saying that this is a competition and that Justin Fields could and should be the Steelers' starting quarterback. Maybe you can make an argument that Justin Fields should be, but there is no competition. It's going to be Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson, over the last 3 years, one really good year in Seattle, one horrendous year in Denver, and then last season, which is somewhere in between, which I think is more on the good side than bad, 44 games, 33 turnovers. Russ Wilson threw an interception on 1.8% of his dropbacks last year. That's a low number. Only 8 picks. He did, by the way, throw 26 touchdowns, a quarterback rating of 98. For all of his flaws, for all the people who jump into the text line, and we had many even today saying Russ is washed, he does not turn the football over. You can't say the same thing about Justin Fields. And I'm excited about Justin's talent, and I think that there's a chance he could be the Steelers' quarterback of the future. There ain't no way he's the quarterback of the present when he fumbles 2 snaps in a preseason game. Because that's who he is, that's what he's done, that's what he's always been. 41 turnovers in 41 games for Justin Fields. If you think Mike Tomlin is going to start a quarterback who turns the ball over once a game, you are out of your ever-loving mind. There's a 0% chance. Zero. If Russ is healthy, that you're going to see Justin Fields. It's not going to happen. 28-7 the last 3 years when you win the turnover battle. Oh, by the way, 0-15-1 when you lose the turnover battle. Who's more likely to lose the turnover battle? Justin Fields or Russ Wilson? You know what the answer is. It's Justin Fields. Russ Wilson will be the guy day one. Unless, of course, the Steelers up and trade him for Ryan Tannehill, because that is what Mike Tannenbaum says that the Steelers should do. Listen to this from this morning on ESPN. Mike Tannenbaum sounded like a damn fool.
Okay, but so you kind of had an interesting trade proposal in this morning's meeting.
So, RC, unfortunately for Minnesota, you know, history is repeating itself. We go back to 2016. Very unfortunate injury. Teddy Bridgewater had a catastrophic injury at practice. Sam Bradford gets traded from the Eagles to the Vikings. So to me, I think a win-win here is to trade Russell Wilson to Minnesota. I think he's a better quarterback than Sam Darnold. They certainly can battle it out. And then Ryan Tannehill's still a free agent, guys. And you go back to the 2 years that Ryan Tannehill was with Arthur Smith at Tennessee. They had an unbelievable two-year run. 18-8, they averaged 30 points per game. Let him come in and at least initially back up Justin Fields. But now you have Justin Fields, who we already said is young. You have Ryan Tannehill, who knows the system and has done a great job with Arthur Smith in the past. And maybe you pick up an extra third or fourth round pick.
Yeah, I mean, that connection, that parallel between Ryan Tannehill and Justin Fields is one, you know, I pointed out a couple different times that, look, he had the best seasons of his career with Arthur. And obviously Justin Fields is a much better athlete than what Ryan is. And that's not to take anything away from Ryan Tannehill, because he's a fantastic athlete. But I think, to me, that's what Arthur sees. Could I have the same effect on Justin Fields that I had on Ryan? Could I actually take this offense and kind of like boost it and supercharge it a little bit in terms of what I did with Ryan Tannehill and get even more production? See, that just makes sense to me.
That sound you heard there at the very beginning was Lewis Riddick trying to stick up for his teammate there, trying to keep Mike Tannenbaum afloat, because that is one of the dumbest things, no offense, this isn't personal, that I've ever heard. Are you kidding me? Trade Russ Wilson for Ryan Tannehill. The whole argument falls apart at the very beginning of the answer from Mike Tannenbaum, doesn't it? Well, Russ is better than Sam Darnold, so you trade Russ to Minnesota, so Russ could then be the starting quarterback, and you get back Ryan Tannehill. Wait a second here. So Russ is better than the guy who beat out Tannehill? You want Tannehill. Russ Wilson better than Darnold. Darnold to the Vikings, clearly better than Tannehill, and you want to trade Russell Wilson for Tannehill. What are we doing here? Look, I thought during this offseason that Ryan Tannehill as a backup option for the Steelers makes a ton of sense. He would still make sense as a backup option because he does know the offense, and he did have a lot of success in the offense. But people say Russ is washed. Ryan Tannehill last year, 4 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. He had a touchdown percentage of 1.7. That's basically the same percentage as Russell Wilson's interception percentage. So 1.8% of the dropbacks, Russ is throwing a pick. 1.7% of the dropbacks, Ryan Tannehill's throwing a touchdown. More interceptions than touchdowns doesn't exactly scream we're going to win the turnover battle, which is what we just talked about this segment. One of the most cockamamie, ridiculous, stupid, August football sports things I've ever heard uttered on ESPN. And that guy, Mike Tannenbaum, should absolutely be ashamed of himself for throwing something that stupid out there. And in fact, he is the biggest loser. Brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. Well, you know, Russ is better than Darnold, so why not trade Russ for the guy who couldn't beat out Darnold? That is really, really dumb. Coming up next, an ode to the past. People always pine for Big East basketball. Got a little different take on that when we come back. All right, the 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Continuing a running bit I've been doing on Twitter, where I just tweet out a random player's name and see what kind of reaction I get. Today, I'm posting CeeDee Lamb. Yesterday, I put Kenny Pickett out there on the Twitter, and I only got 8,400 impressions. But the day before that, I typed Brandon Ayuk. That's it, just his name, Brandon Ayuk. 191,000 Twitter impressions. Don't hate the player, hate the game. If these names take off and I get impressions, that says more about everyone out there consuming this stuff and perhaps the Twitter algorithm than it does me. It's just a little experiment. So CeeDee Lamb. I also called Mike Tannenbaum an idiot like 100 times in different ways in the last segment. And so karma comes to bite me in the backside. This is from a loyal listener here, Jeff from Steubenville, currently in Green Bay, who says, by the way, and he's very nice about pointing out just how wrong I was, Ryan Tannehill currently a free agent. So Tannenbaum was saying, trade Russ to Minnesota and then sign Ryan Tannehill. It's still, and I need to make that clarification, it's still really, really dumb though, guys. It's really stupid. Based on a banged up Russ Wilson with the calf, who played in one preseason game after only getting 1 week of practice, we're going to say Ryan Tannehill's an upgrade? Come on. It's still really stupid from Mike Tannenbaum. We'll see if karma comes around to bite me again for doubling down, tripling down, quadrupling down on calling him stupid again. One last thing before we say goodbye. Doran and I were talking a couple of days ago before the show about old Big East football. I feel like a quintessential trite sports topic for every show in America is, oh God, you remember Big East basketball? Which is still good, by the way. But you remember what it used to be? Georgetown and Syracuse and Pitt and all these great programs. And Bob Huggins comes in. And, oh, my God, Big East basketball is the best. No one ever talks about old Big East football. Dora and I are watching some old clips. That conference gets crapped on, especially when Virginia Tech and Miami left. There's some good ball being played. UConn had a moment in the sun. We were watching highlights of Donald Brown. Donald Brown in college was an absolute, you know what? Ray Rice, not a great guy, outstanding at Rutgers when Greg Schiano had their moment in the sun. You had South Florida get up to number two in the country in that year I'd like to forget about, 2007, where you had Grothy and you had George Selvey and those great pass rushers they had coming off the edge. Cincinnati won it back-to-back in 08, 09 with Brian Kelly, Mark D'Antonio. Some great Big East battles back in the day. Every team had a moment. Every team. West Virginia, Pitt, they had good years. Louisville came in with Brom and Michael Bush, who was 860 pounds running out of the backfield for those guys. So this is an ode to Big East football from back in the day, which doesn't get any glory. It's all about basketball. But that was a simpler time when we cared about geography and actually being able to see opposing teams' fans when you walk down the street. I'm a West Virginia guy. I don't know any Kansas State fans. You think Pitt's built up any animosity with any of these ACC teams? I don't think so. I mean, you probably don't like Clemson, but there's no rivalries there. I miss the old Big East, and not just basketball. All right, Starkey coming up next with Paul Zeiss. That's going to do it for us today. We'd like to thank our friends here at Bowser Chevrolet, Studio B here in Monroeville. They always make us feel right at home. And a little chilly today. It's going to start warming up. Fan weather is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. The Chevy Summer Drive continues at Sun Chevrolet up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms, conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, high 72, low 51.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.